The Mishnah on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis says that a woman on Shabbos may walk out b'moich sheba'ozna with a piece of cotton wool in her ear. B'moich sheba'sandla, she may put such a piece of cotton or wool in her shoe. U'b'moich sheskino l'nidosa, and with a moich that she prepares, that when she's a nida, she can wear that moich. And Rashi, in saying l'nidosa, says Rashi ba'oisa makom, she yivla b'hadam v'lo yitana b'gadeha. So Rashi says she may walk out on Shabbos wearing this moich, because the moich prevents her clothing from getting dirty with the dam. Tosfos immediately on top of the amid, the very maskil b'moich sheskino l'nidosa, says pirush hakuntres ba'oisa makom she yivla hadam. Ask Tosfos, this is a very difficult explanation. Because says Tosfos, the only purpose she's wearing this moich is to make sure that she doesn't get her clothing dirty. Or masrihu. And if that's the purpose for wearing something, that is considered a masri. As Tosfos says, as we indeed learned on Daf Yud Beis, Yud Aleph on Beis, to call it Sulei Tanuf, that whenever you wear something just to prevent you from getting dirty, Lechoshiv, that's not considered a piece of a garment, or Masahu, says Tosfos, Lekei Nirali, therefore I understand that the purpose for a woman wearing this is Shalayipal al Besara, Vetiyavah Shalav and Nimtzimitzara. The reason she wears it is for a whole different purpose altogether, says Tosfos. She wears it that it shouldn't get on her body, because when it gets on her body, it bothers her. So the Mefarshim all attempt to explain Rashi. Rashi is indeed very difficult to understand, where Rashi is saying that you're allowed to wear something just not to get your clothing dirty. So there are many different explanations on how to understand Rashi. Shat. The Megini Shloima says that the issue here is indeed that her clothing won't get dirty, but if her clothing gets dirty and her husband sees the clothing that's dirty, therefore that will also be considered a tzar haguf. So Megini Shloima is teaching us a very important chiddush. The Rashi is teaching us that the definition of tsar haguf is not to be measured that it has to be a physical pain. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical pain. It has to be something that's mitzar her. And a woman will be embarrassed if people see her clothing is dirty. And that's why Rashi considers that a tsar haguf. Others explain that even by a woman who's wearing this moich, primarily, as Rashi says, not to get her clothing dirty, but still, it also prevents her, because they explain that the difference between what we're discussing here and what we learned in the first parak is that the first parak we were speaking about a zav, and a zav doesn't have the same amount of flow as a woman. A woman's flow is much more consistent. And since it's much more consistent, even if it's primarily there to prevent her body from, her clothing from getting dirty, there's also an element of keeping her clean. So what we really learn from both of these terutzim, whether it's the terutz of the Megini Shloima or the terutz of the Hagos Harein, the second terutz, is that we learn two halachas actually. One halacha is that if the entire purpose of wearing something is only to prevent her, it's sulei tinuf, if the entire purpose is only to prevent her clothing from getting dirty, that isn't something that you maybe wear on Shabbos. But if on the other hand, it's to prevent tsar haguf, then it may be worn on Shabbos. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, this concept of what may be worn to prevent somebody from themselves being bothered versus protecting the clothing is taught in Sim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yetzi Hazeav, the kiss, Sh'oyselat Tzilem Izivasai, Azov may not go out, this is the Gemara that Tosfos just quoted, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, Lo Yetzi Azov, the kiss, Sh'oyselat Tzilem Izivasai, Shloyol Tanepa, that it prevent them from getting dirty, V'ken Isha Nida Shekeres Begidlefanea, Shloy Teslache B'dam Nidusa, that she puts on a piece of clothing that she shouldn't get dirty, asur latzispa, if the entire purpose is only to prevent the clothing from getting dirty. Im la yesina osu kei malbush, avim koshrasa, continues the Shulchan Aruch kedei sheyichala adam, if the purpose of putting on is an entire different purpose, the purpose is that it shouldn't bother her, let it star, it shouldn't bother, then mutar latzispa. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, davishu derech malbush, if something is a malbush, even though he's only wearing it because of to prevent from getting dirty, so here the Shulchan Aruch teaches us a new rule that even though we just finished learning based on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph from a base, if the entire purpose of you wearing something is only to prevent your clothing from getting dirty, if it's a malbush, if it's a full-fledged garment, then you're allowed to wear it. And therefore, the Ramon explaining says, "L'chein muta lilbush beged b'nei g'shamim." You could wear a coat, even though the entire purpose of wearing the coat is because it's raining. "Oy kayval roishoy." You could wear a hat on your head. "Avol osel isha litem beged al tzi'if b'nei g'shamim." But just to put a piece of material over her head, that is a derech malbush. So as the Mishnah Berurah explains, this two sifim, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us there are two circumstances under which a person could walk out on Shabbos wearing something, If its purpose is that to prevent tsar haguf, to prevent the person from having tsar, then it's permitted. That's one heter. And the other heter is that if it's worn as a derech malbush. Those are the two heterim that the Shulchan Aruch discusses. So the question that many poskim discuss is if a person on Shabbos is wearing a hat cover, under what circumstances may he wear a hat cover? Under what circumstances may he not wear a hat cover? So, as the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, if somebody just puts a piece of plastic over his hat, what do Paiskim say? He puts a bag, a regular plastic bag over his head, hat, that certainly is also. Because it's not a malbush, and it's there just to protect your hat, and therefore it's certainly awesome. On the other hand, if you wear something as a malbush, even if the purpose of your wearing it, as the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud Dalet, is primarily to protect you from the rain, but it's a full-fledged coat, you're allowed to wear it. And therefore one can wear a raincoat on Shabbos under any circumstances, and not only a regular raincoat, but even these thin plastic raincoats that are just worn because of the rain, they really don't provide any warmth, is also fine because it's a raincoat. It's a malbush. And as we've discussed in the previous year, even if you're wearing the raincoat just because, even if you the raincoat has a hood and it's not raining this moment and therefore you're not wearing the hood is considered part of the raincoat and you can wear that raincoat with the hood. The Debrei Tzina Rav in Shailos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Gimel Simet Samach Gimel takes this question a step further, and he discusses: may you walk out on Shabbos wearing this raincoat, and it's a warm day, and you're only wearing a raincoat because it may rain or it's raining, but it's too warm for you to put your hands in the sleeves. Could you walk out wearing that coat that way? So he says, "V'shari." He says, you could walk out wearing the coat this way. The Kula Al Maroyan says the Debrei Tzvi Rav. She'ena k'noisa masa. Everybody's obvious that I'm not carrying a burden. Ve'ena t'mur l'rabim. And therefore he says, Val pi adin shari. K'may kein. Hayoitz v'mil akseif v'tole amil l'mata. Rakabei shavulim tolim ba'avir shari. You put the coat over your shoulders. He says, Rakamach metovel of bracha. Somebody who's machmer is preferable. Mishum the nearer k'masu. For Hamekel, he says, like Hefzer, if somebody wants to be Mekel, it's fine. The Shmira Shabbos Kol Chosoi, I saw, differentiates between if somebody is walking out to Rishus HaRabim, where there, this is in the Perek Yud Ches, Ha'oruch of Talud, where there he's somewhat stricter if you're walking out to a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim versus when you're just going in an area that's a Kamalist or Chotzer She'enemu Revis. But getting back to our question, by wearing the hat over, wearing the rain cover over the hat. So actually, at first glance, one would assume that this is maybe something that the Ramah discusses later in this Siman, and Siman Shin Aleph Sif Lamed Vav, where the Ramah says, V'yesh Oisrim, you now wear two belts. The Chaim Roy Linux says the Ramah. Omit the Lilvay Shnei Koydim Zalzeh. One may wear two hats. So, some want to suggest, isn't that what the Ramah is saying? That you're allowed to wear two hats. And a hat cover over the hat would be considered two hats. But it seems that all of the Paiskim, even the Paiskim who we're going to mention, are lenient in this question, don't want to assume that that's what the Ramah means. They want to say that the Ramah is referring to a situation where you're wearing like a hat and a yarmulke. But if you're wearing, so those are two full-fledged head covers, but the Ramah is not discussing a rain cover over your hat. So there are many poskim that discuss this issue. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Aleph Simen Samach Aleph takes a lenient approach, and he says that one is allowed to walk out ain lesser. He says we can't be machma. Similarly, I saw that the Shaul Sechuvis Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Simen Chaf Gimel discusses this issue, and he says that he also takes a lenient approach, and actually his opinion, he says that actually it's based on a Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef in this Simen, he says, is referring to a situation that it's considered a Malbush. He wants to say that the hat cover is considered a malbush. And therefore, he says that even though you're wearing the hat cover only to protect your hat, and we learned that if your purpose is to protect your clothing, that doesn't give you the right to carry it on Shabbos. But if it's a malbush, it makes no difference what is the purpose that you're wearing it. He says that is the purpose. That is, the hat cover is considered a malbush. And when it's a malbush, it automatically becomes mutter. Interesting, and so too is the opinion of the Shaul Sechuvis Chelkis Yaakov in Oruch Chaim Siman Tzadik Tes. Pashur Boru the Mutter Lotzis Ben B'Shabbos. He again follows the same approach as the Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet HaLevi that say that this is considered a malbush. A rain cover on your hat is considered a malbush. And a malbush doesn't make a difference why you're wearing it. It's mutter. But then the Shaul Sechuvis, B'tzela Chochma, in Chelik Beis Simen Pei, discusses this issue as well. And he wants to differentiate between men and women. He says, a man who's wearing a rain cover over his hat, so the rain cover that he's wearing over his head is there primarily to protect his hat. Because the hat is a hard material, it's unlikely that your body is going to get wet if you don't have a rain cover over your hat. And therefore, you're allowed to wear the rain cover is not to be considered to protect your body. It's only here to protect your hat. And he wants to say it's not considered a malbush, and therefore, you're not allowed to wear it. On the other hand, he says, when it comes to a woman wearing a rain bonnet, a woman wearing a rain bonnet, he's much more lenient. He says, and there are two reasons to be more lenient regarding wearing a rain bonnet. He says, first of all, a rain bonnet looks like a kerchief. And a kerchief is certainly considered a malbush that women wear. So therefore, certainly a kerchief is much more of a malbush than a rain cover. That's one point that he makes. Another point that he wants to make, and this goes back even when we discuss rain hats, rain covers as well. The Shulchan Aruch was very clear. The Shulchan Aruch was very, very clear in saying that if the purpose of wearing this cover is not to protect your clothing, but rather it's to protect you, that we could be more lenient on. So therefore he says that the rain bonnets that women wear don't only cover their hair. They go down the back and they cover the neck. And therefore, since it covers the back as well, so it's covering the body of the person, not just the sheitel she's wearing or the hat that she's wearing. If she's a single girl and wearing hair, it would be no question it's protecting her body, and it would certainly be mutter. Therefore, we could be certainly much more lenient with rain bonnets. And in fact, following this line of reasoning, and there's no dispute over this point that I'm making now, if you're wearing a rain cover over your hat that doesn't just cover your hat, but it also covers part of your body, that too is certainly mutter. Because the entire issue here is, do we consider the rain hat cover, the hat cover, a malbush or not? But if it's covering part of your body, that becomes immaterial. Because as we've been saying, as soon as it's there to protect your body, not just your clothing, everybody agrees that that is considered a mutter to be worn on Shabbos. So if you have some sort of a rain cover on your hat, and they now make those that don't just cover the hat, but they cover the back of your head, that certainly would be mutter. However, it is important to note, that the Miches Yitzchak and other Paiskim as well, this is a Miches Yitzchak, and Shaul Tshuvas Miches Yitzchak, Chele Gimel, Simen Chav Vav, has a discussion about wearing rain covers. And he comes up with a new concern. He comes up with a new concern altogether. His concern is that when does one wear a rain cover? And this is both men and women. When they wear a rain cover over their hat or a rain bonnet over the hair, only when it's raining. Otherwise, one is embarrassed to walk around wearing a rain cover or a rain hat. And therefore, he says, a new halacha, that since we have to be concerned when it's going to stop, and he quotes the Shaul Tshuvas, Avoides HaGeshuni, who says this, and since we need to be concerned that people, and this is both men and women, and maybe women even more than men, are embarrassed to wear the rain cover on the rain bonnet after it stops raining, so I have to be concerned that they're going to take it off when it stops raining. And even if it's mutter, it's malbush, or because it's covering your body, this is a new concern. Many Paiskim quote this Avoides HaGeshuni, but many Paiskim seem not to be very concerned with this Avoides HaGeshuni, because they say that this is a new gzeira. The Avoides HaGeshuni is teaching us a new gzeira, that whenever we're in a situation that we're concerned that someone's going to take something off after wearing something, a malbush. He's going to take it off. It should be awesome. And therefore, they say we can't make new gzeiros. Other paiskim say that the avodas hagreshuni is actually not a new gzeir at all. The avodas hagreshuni is actually the subject of our entire perek, and the avodas hagreshuni is just explaining that this is in the case of dilma shalfa machia. It's a weak answer because the Gemara, when it spoke about dilma shalfa machia, only spoke about it regarding tachshitim. But if this is a malbush, we don't find in our Gemara that the Gemara has a concern of Dilma Shalfa Machia by Malbushim. It only has that concern by Tachshitim. But the two Paiskim who very much discuss this issue in great length are Ramosha in Shal Tshuvas Arachayim, Simen Kufches, Kuftes, Kufyud, and the Shal Tshuvas Mishnah Halachis, and Simen Ayin Beis, Simen Ayin Gimel, and Simen Ayin Dalet. Interesting to note that in fact some of the tshuvas are correspondence between Rav Moshe and Rav Menashe Klein over this very issue. Rav Moshe takes a strict opinion, and Rav Moshe establishes the following. He says that the purpose of a rain cover over the hat is strictly to protect the hat. You're not going to get wet if you're wearing a hat, even if it's raining. Only your hat is going to get, perhaps, ruined. And that's called that your goal is to protect your clothing. And whenever your goal is to protect your clothing, there, the halacha is that you're not allowed to wear a cover. Ramesh, interestingly enough. Himself, however, agrees that one may wear kalashin over his shoes. He says you can't compare, and it's interesting that Rav Moshe says this, you can't compare shoes to a hat. And if somebody's walking outside and it's raining and his shoes get wet, the rain will penetrate through your shoes and get your feet wet. And that's why you can wear kalashin. But you can't wear, he says, a rain cover, because it's only to protect your hat. And it's obviously, in his opinion, also not a malbush. The Mishnah Halachas has many reasons to disagree with Rav Moshe. Number one, he says that it is a malbush. Number two, he says Rav Moshe's contention that it's only here to protect your hat because it really has to rain a very significant amount that it should also need to penetrate to your head. Perhaps, and he doesn't say it, but this goes back to what we began the shiur with, there's an afkamina when you're wearing, Rashi said, that the moich that the nida wears protects her body, protects her clothing. And Tosfos asked the question, and all that Freudian defended Rashi, that what Rashi meant is that, of course, even though it's primarily to protect your clothing, but it does serve some, even insignificant, protection of your body, it's enough. And therefore, here too, yes, primarily it's here to protect your hat, but it does protect also your body. And once it protects your body in some degree, it's enough to be lenient. He also, the Mishnah Halachas, goes on to say that since we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin Gomer, so we could be more lenient, which of course is an area of debate between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Halachas. And he also wants to think that maybe it's considered a Malacha Sheina Tzrich L'Gufa. Rav Moshe obviously disagrees that it's considered we do have Rosh Hashanah Rabbin D'Oraisas, and he also says that it's difficult to call this, Rav Moshe says, a malacha shed a tzricha legufa. It's also interesting to note, parenthetically, that in learning the tshuva in Rav Moshe, in Simen Kuf Tes, where Rav Moshe is responding to Rav Menashe Klein's according to Levracha, and Rav Menashe Klein, when he wrote to him, and if you read the tshuva in the Mishnah Halachas in Ayin Beis, he begins with an entire introduction that he doesn't know if he has the right to disagree with Rav Moshe, the Pesach Ador, the Gadol Ador, And Rav Moshe takes a very strong approach. He says, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to halacha, there is no issue of kavod. We're all trying to get to the truth. And what the truth is, and we're allowed to, and we're supposed to do what's right. Interestingly enough, to continue just on the subject, what may be worn, what may not be worn in protection. So, our Gemara that we began our shiur with was about the moich that a nida wears. And the question, and it's discussed, it's mentioned explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Gimel, in Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch says, of a moich, Sheskinel Nidasa, Sif Tezvav, a woman can walk out with a moich, Sheskinel Nidasa, Hagah, Shlayipel Dam Alea, Vietzarena. If the purpose of wearing the moich is to prevent a woman from being in pain, she may wear it. So there's a very important tshuva for Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Shailos HaTshuvos Orachayim, in the Tshuvos and Hagos Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Mem Zayin, that establishes when a woman may or not wear a moich. So he says, when a woman is in the middle of having her period, and therefore there's a real concern that the dam will come on her body and bother her, so as the Shulchan Aruch based on our Mishnah says, it's mutter. But if the entire purpose of the woman wearing the moich is because she's trying to have a hefsek tara, so the likelihood of dam coming on her body is almost minuscule, and she's only doing it because she wants to have a hefsek tara, then the halacha is that she may not wear a moich. Furthermore, he says, only during a time when a woman is experiencing her period, and therefore the dam bothers her guf, that's when a moich may be worn. Any other time where it's worn for hefsek tara, or it's only worn because she's concerned that she may have a stain, then that's only to protect her clothing. And as we began our shiur, the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph on the base teaches us, Letzulei Tinuf, if the entire purpose is just to protect your clothing from getting dirty, that type of carrying an item is considered a masli.